We're going to start with the first method for memorizing a list of objects in order. Now, this is called the link method. It's sometimes called the story method. We'll actually take that list that I gave you earlier, and this time we're going to connect the words together using a story. Okay, we're going to go through that list again. Sand, torch, bathtub, football, gnome, rope, card, lion, river, target. Now, to be able to remember that, we're going to make up a short story. We're going to connect the words together in a story. So just try to picture the scenes. Let them wash over you as I go through this little story. And put yourself in the scene as well. Imagine walking along a sandy beach. The sand is the first word. Just feel the warm sand oozing between your toes. Now, a little way ahead, there's a beam of light. Now, where's it coming from? Well, it's coming from a torch that's stuck in the sand. So you walk towards it, you pick up the torch, and you shine it. And it picks up a little white object in the distance. And as you get further towards it, that object is a bathtub, which is the next item on the list. So walk up to it. Actually try to picture the bathtub. Now, inside the bathtub, there's a big football, big plastic football. You lift the football out, you kick it, and it lands on a little plastic gnome in the distance. Just make a note that the gnome has the number 5 on it. So that's to remind you that it's the 5th item on the list. So you walk up to the gnome, and attached to the gnome is a rope. Well, your curiosity gets the better of you. So you start pulling the rope, and you start using it as a guide rope, and you walk towards a card, which is the 7th item on the list. Now, to remember that, you notice that the card, it's a big card, it's about the size of you, it's the 7 of clubs. Now, this card turns into a door, and as you open the door, you see a lion. Maybe the lion is playing a card game. Because the lion is so startled at your arrival, it jumps out and lands in a river. Now, picture the river going to a point in the distance, and that point in the distance is a target. Right. Now, using that powerful, abundant supply of imagination, just go through that story again, and let's see if you can pick out the words, the objects. So, let me ask you a question to begin with. What was the 7th object on the list? Should be a card, shouldn't it? The 7 of clubs. And if I say, what was the 5th? Well, you'll know it's the gnome. Okay, now let's go through the whole list. What was the first thing that happened? You're on a beach. Something between your toes. It's got to be sand. Then you noticed what? A beam of light. It's got to be the torch. You picked up the torch, and you shone it on a white object in the distance. Got it? It's a bathtub. What was inside the bathtub? A big plastic football, which you took out and you kicked, and it landed on a gnome. Okay, what was attached to the gnome? A rope. Now, you pulled on the rope, and it led you towards what? The 7 of clubs, which turned into a door which you opened, and there was a lion. The lion was startled and jumped where? Into the river. And the river went off to a point in the distance which was target. Now, all of a sudden, because you've used your imagination and you've used association, you've linked those words together in a story. And you could even go backwards. All you have to do is just reverse the story. So what have we got? Target, river, river, lion, card, and so on. If you've never bought a book on memory training before, then you might be thinking, well, that's a pretty neat way of memorizing a list. If you have bought a course on memory, then the chances are that you already know this method. And you're probably thinking, well, yeah, I was looking for something different. I already know that method. Well, this method is used by trainers, presenters, magicians, and memory men and women. So why am I teaching you this? Well, I'm easing you into what I believe is the most powerful method, and I'm going to come on to that in a minute. Sure, it does work, and I use it occasionally. But do you honestly think that I've got time to devise a story when I'm trying to memorize a deck of 52 playing cards in 30 seconds? Absolutely not. I just want to take a snapshot of each card as quickly as I can. I don't have time to make up connections like that. I merely gave you that exercise as a warm-up exercise to ease you into the next method, which is called the journey method, and you're going to get that in session two. But maybe you memorized all 10 of those just using the story method. It just shows you that once you start letting that imagination flow using association, your memory starts to work well for you. So you're starting to develop quantum memory power. So let's continue with more in session 2.